Morning, everyone. My name is Carlos Castañón, and I am the Beacon Youth Shelter Counselor with Comprehensive Life Resources. I'll be moderating our summit today. Thank you all for joining us. Today is National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. We are gathering to remember those members of our unhoused community who have passed away this winter and to recommit ourselves to providing safe shelter for all in need. The purpose of today's Safe Shelter Summit is to present requests and commitments for solutions for safe shelter this winter. We will follow up in about 3 weeks with another summit and an opportunity for the community to respond with commitments. As you may know, the Tacoma Pierce County Coalition to End Homelessness is a loose network of individuals, nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and community businesses working together to serve people experiencing homelessness. Most of us are direct service providers, and you'll see that represented in our speakers today. I was a member of this coalition at its rebirth in 2017, a response to the Tacoma City Council's emergency declaration, but we have evolved into what you see today. As I reflect on the circumstances of 3.5 years ago, it occurs to me that the gap between then and now is too small. We as a community, as a society, must do more to address the needs of the homeless community in Pierce County. However, being witness to the people attending the summit today, I am hopeful for the future. We have gathered to make positive change in our community, and to use the words of Maureen Howard, we have answered the clarion call of those who are suffering. Our end goal is to help folks establish and keep housing. We also work to address many of the factors that drive homelessness. 50 to 60 of us meet every Friday morning at 9 a.m. with some 500 recipients on our listserv. All are welcome. This summit is a joint project of the Tacoma Pierce County Coalition to End Homelessness and City of Tacoma Mayor Victoria Woodards. Mayor Woodards, thank you so much for your support of this work and for being here today.
Thank you, Carlos, and thanks to everyone who has joined us today. I want to be honest, I really am just partnering with you all. Maureen Howard called me just a week ago, maybe a little bit longer than a week ago, and said she'd been up all night and she had this idea. And I asked her to give me a day or so and let's see if we could make it happen. And so I'm really grateful that we are here today having this conversation. But I really do want to express my sincerest gratitude to Maureen for all of her work and for pulling this off in a very short period of time. And Garrett and Kevin, thank you for joining her and helping make this happen. And then to everybody who made today's summit possible, grateful to all of you and those of you who wake up every day thinking about those who are homeless in our community and working towards finding them housing. But the most important thing is finding permanent housing for our unhoused community. Today marks the 30th annual National Homeless Persons Memorial Day, a recognition that happens each year on the longest night of each year to remember those who have died while homeless in the past year. The weight of those losses is heavy, but I'm encouraged to see so many people gathered on a Monday morning. There's 161 of you at this moment who are gathered to hear ideas and to discuss community-wide approaches to addressing the health and well-being of those experiencing homelessness throughout Pierce County. While there is an urgency to address this issue of health and well-being, homelessness is a difficult and complex issue, as you all know. This is highlighted by this being the 30th anniversary of Homeless Persons Memorial Day. No city in the nation has identified the ideal solution, and it takes many dedicated minds and hands to make progress on an issue like this. While Tacoma is just one jurisdiction involved in this regional work, I'm honored to be here today to hear about all of your innovative solutions to addressing homelessness and recognizing the complexity of the crisis. I want to thank Deputy Mayor Keith Blocker for being here today as well. Deputy Mayor has had a key leadership role in addressing this issue for the council. He has been heavily invested in advocating for policy to support individuals experiencing homelessness in our community. And he's been an advocate because he's experienced being homeless himself. I also want to thank our neighborhood and community services staff. While we have neighbors that remain unhoused and vulnerable, we must remain committed to seeking solutions. They had a goal beginning 2020 to create 100 new shelter beds this year. And while working through the many challenges and adaptations of COVID, we've also managed to exceed the goal by creating 169 new shelter beds in Tacoma so far. But we know this is not enough. We know that there is much more work to do, and that not only should we have shelter for every homeless resident in our community, but we should be able to find them a home. So today, I'm here to listen. Your work to collect, discuss, and vet possible solutions is absolutely timely. In addition to this not being work that any one government can do alone, We need and want your input. In the spirit of partnership, NZF staff will be presenting our homeless strategy to the coalition early in the new year. And we will be seeking feedback and participation from members of the coalition who want to assist in the development and implementation of this strategy, which will include some of the things that are shared here today. While city funds are limited due to the impact of COVID, and with lives hanging in the balance, we know that it is more important now, more than ever, to not take a piecemeal haphazard approach, but to really look at solutions and bringing all our resources to bear to address this issue and the impacts it has on our vulnerable neighbors, families, and friends who currently live without homes. I hope we can continue to work together. I know I want to continue to work with all of you in partnership to make sure that we reach that day when no one in our community will be homeless. Our staff continues to make themselves available to meet with the coalition as a whole or individually, and I make my office myself and please the rest of our council. Appreciate you all for being here today. Appreciate being a part of this. I look forward to hearing from all of you, and thank you to all of you for what you do every day on behalf of those who live in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Woodards, both for your commitment to continue working with the coalition and just your words in general. We really appreciate you. Next, I'd like to introduce County Councilman and incoming Chair of the Community Human Services Committee, Derek Young. Councilmember Young, thank you for taking time to join us today.
Thank you, and I appreciate the invitation. I really appreciate all the work that's already been done to date, but seeing so many faces here, both that I know and those that I don't know that are committed on this issue, I just want to express my deep gratitude for your work. As Mayor Woodard said, you know, this is not a Tacoma problem. It's not any neighborhood problem. It's an everywhere problem. And the county needs to be a key player in finding solutions to that throughout Pierce County and, frankly, our state partners as well. I did want to recognize one of my future colleagues is here who I know cares deeply about housing issues. Councilmember-elect, Hitchin, Janie Hitchin. She will be replacing Doug Richardson on the council, and I have a suspicion you will be hearing lots from her. I also want to acknowledge the hard work of the folks like Director Moss and Sean Dennerline, who are two that I happen to spot in the audience there from our human services staff who work on these issues day in and day out. They have some things that I think were in a little bit interrupted by COVID and had to scramble to respond to that crisis. Unfortunately, just because some of these issues got put on the back burner for COVID response, or in many cases were exasperated by them, doesn't mean that they've gone away, and we'll be needing to deal with those in the next year. I promise you and commit to you that you will have, you will hear from the county council in the next term on these issues, and we look forward to working with all of you. I've had a chance to look through some of your policies and commitment requests, and I see very little in there that I can't see us addressing over the next year, or at least trying to find a way to address. So I'll look forward to talking with you all on that. I just want to continue by saying I deeply appreciate your work on this. You know, we hear often from folks that represent those that have lots of power. It's rare that we hear from representatives of those that have little power or no power. And that's what you're all doing. And that's really important because without that voice, it's hard to push things forward. And so thank you for your commitment to this, and I'll look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you, Councilmember Young. I appreciate that the county is making addressing homelessness a priority, and thank you for your words. Next, I'd like to introduce Kevin Glacken-Coley, Director of Special Projects with the Tacoma Pierce County Coalition and Homelessness, with some opening remarks.
Thank you, Carlos, and thank you, Councilmember Young and Mayor Woodards, for joining us today. We knew going into this winter shelter season that it was going to be difficult. A system that has struggled in the past to find enough safe housing options for people experiencing homelessness was also facing the restrictions brought about by the COVID pandemic. A lot of the normal options for being able to respond on inclement weather nights weren't feasible due to safe distancing and other requirements. Yet, we set ourselves as a coalition the lofty goal of not having anyone in our community experiencing homelessness die this winter season. Sadly, in November alone, four people died in their cars or on the street, and there have been other deaths in December. And I would say, sadly, too, that after, you know, that this is the 30th anniversary of the National Homeless Persons Day. And in my younger days, I thought by now we would have solved this. The solutions are there. The resources are available. It's the commitment that we need to make together to enact those solutions. I'm very heartened to have representatives of local and state government here with us today, as well as service providers. As has been indicated by Mayor Woodards and Councilmember Young, it's a community effort, and it's going to require public and private partnerships. It's going to require outside of the box thinking. We, as a coalition, though we are loosely organized, we stand ready to work with our partners in the philanthropic community and in local and state and federal government to find solutions, implement solutions, and to make it possible for all those seeking a safe, warm place to stay to find that quickly and then to be able to move into more permanent housing as it goes forward. My hope is that this summit is a beginning of the next step, that we will hear today from a lot of our partners about either commitments they can make or commitments we would like others to make. And we will follow up in the coming weeks and months to implement those decisions so that all those in need of shelter have access to it as soon and as quickly as possible. Thank you all for being here, and I look forward to hearing what we have to share.
Thank you, Kevin. We are now going to hear the request for immediate action to keep people experiencing homelessness in our community safe. We recognize that our homeless neighbors need at least three things to be safe: access to health care, a physical space to exist, and services that enable them to transition from homelessness. To speak about healthcare needs of the homeless community, allow me to introduce Jan Runbeck, who has many public health roles in the community, including serving people experiencing homelessness as a member of the Medical Reserve Corps.
Thank you. People who are homeless have higher rates of illness and die an average of 12 years sooner than the general U.S. population. Simply being without a home is a dangerous health condition. No amount of healthcare can substitute for stable housing. COVID-19 has exacerbated the health issues of people experiencing homelessness. At a time when key prevention measure is to stay home, our unsheltered community members have no home to stay in. We have two direct service providers who will be reading the coalition's request around health. The first is Alina Flores, an integration specialist with the CMAR Community Health Action Team, providing intensive case management and care coordination to the chronically ill individuals experiencing homelessness. Alina?
Thank you, Ms. Runbeck, for that beautiful introduction. We request that every jurisdiction across Pierce County commits to following the Centers for Disease Control guidelines for people experiencing unsheltered homelessness. Either permanent or portable hygiene centers with showers, toilets, hand washing stations, laundry, trash pickups are set in high-use encampment areas across the country. We request that each hospital commits to no discharges to the streets or to the shelters. Every discharge must be an identifiable, safe address and must include transportation and verification that the person is inside the housing unit. We request same-day access to treatment for all those who request it, with hotel vouchers for a bed until the entry into the treatment facility is available. We request charging and Wi-Fi stations available to every unsheltered and sheltered person in encampments, shelters across the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Broadis. Next, we have Sean Harrison, a peer care coordinator with the Tacoma Needle Exchange. Sean?
Thank you, Janet. Yeah, we ask that at least two people in each encampment be trained as street medics and provided with naloxone to prevent overdoses. We request that people experiencing homelessness be considered high risk for the coronavirus and receive the vaccine along with those with underlying conditions. We request that frontline homelessness program staff be considered essential workers and receive the vaccine along with others in that category. And we ask that people experiencing homelessness and frontline providers have 24/7 access to a mental health COVID CLIP hotline. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison, and Jan, thank you for those introductory remarks. Next, we will present requests related to the need for space to live. Let me introduce Joyce Stanford, a powerful advocate for people experiencing homelessness, including people on the Key Peninsula and other rural areas of Pierce County, and the shared housing model. Welcome, Ms. Stanford.
Thank you, Carlos. At the root of all encampments is a need for greater investment of resources to address severe shortages of housing affordable to people with little or no income. Absent this commitment, people experiencing homelessness are forced to find other places to stay, and encampments may be the best alternative among a limited set of options. A consistent set of factors contribute to people's decision to stay in encampments rather than in shelters or in other unsheltered locations. Shortages in availability of shelter beds, policies that create barriers to entry, and undesirable conditions inside shelters all influence people to seek an alternative place to stay. When shelters cannot fulfill their needs for safety, sense of community, and the freedom to come and go at will, people experiencing homelessness may decide to stay in encampments. We have three service providers here with us today who will be reading the coalition's request around physical space. The first is Novus Khan Binyamin, a coordinated entry specialist and veteran case manager with Catholic Community Services.
Hello, good morning. We request that JBLM commits to design of encampments using military materials and knowledge and provides required military surplus materials free, allocates advisors to us. We request Metro Parks commits to getting each of their parks department peers to mirror the use of East Side Community Center to add additional shelter capacity. We request Mayor Woodards commits to establishing a safe encampment program, just as she did on Affordable Housing County Executive Demir joins her as co-chair and brings on the mayors of all jurisdictions with shared policies and programs. We request the Puyallup tribe commits to training providers about the sacredness of their land and identifying any land that could be used for safe encampments. We request Pierce County Council, as allowed by House Bill 1590, authorize the local option sales tax 1 out of 10% for housing and related services.
Thank you, Novus Khan. Next, we have Troy Christensen, who has taken on many roles in the community over the years and is currently serving LGBTQ people as executive director at the Rainbow Center.
Thank you, Joy. For those of you that don't know, LGBTQ people are disparately impacted amongst homelessness, especially in youth and young adults. We request Pierce County government develop a proposal for acquisition of surplus public property and set of capital and other funding requests for a Pierce County budget package to the state legislature. We request the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber of Commerce establishes safe parking businesses with identification stickers for businesses that will allow vehicle parking through the safe parking network. We request hotel and motels with Washington Hospitality Association throughout Pierce County commit to flat nightly, weekly, and monthly rates for hotel vouchers coming through a set list of providers, self-help groups, and law enforcement, and allow clients in these programs with or without IDs. We request all nonprofits, including hospital systems with empty buildings and other parking lots, to commit to offering them for use as housing either free or at a rate that covers their actual costs. And finally, we request the Rental Housing Association of Washington and the Washington Multifamily Housing Association commit to providing a list of empty apartments weekly, to accepting the universal application, and to accepting a rental repayment plan that includes a modest rental subsidy provided by either public or private sources.
Thank you so much, Troy. For our final request around physical space, let's welcome Juanita Contreras, a coordinated entry specialist with Associated Ministries.
Hi. We request the Low Income Housing Institute builds at least 100 additional tiny homes across Pierce County. Local jurisdictions allow small 10 to 40 managed outdoor encampments set up in low impact areas throughout the county. We request nonprofit organizations and local governments purchase one or more hotels for immediate use as emergency shelter and eventual use as permanent housing. We request existing shelters and public buildings with CDC complaint and fractures and operations reopen day shelter options. We request we have real-time information in several formats showing the numbers of beds and the number of people needing shelter from the beginning of Tacoma's declaration of emergency to date with complete funding information of all shelters.
Thank you for that, Ms. Contreras. And also thank you for introducing us to that section, Ms. Stanford. Our final area is services. Let me introduce Orlando Stumval, an experienced outreach worker with Comprehensive Life Resources.
All right. I think we are short one, Orlando, which is unfortunate. I will jump us in. Services are the bridge that connect people experiencing homelessness with community-based supports to help them secure and maintain housing. People experiencing homelessness are already among the most vulnerable in our community. They often have greater needs and may face higher barriers to housing. They need the experience and energy and resources service providers bring with them. COVID-19 is exacerbating all of the disparities already present. People of color, as we know, are disproportionately represented in both the sheltered and unsheltered communities of people experiencing homelessness. Everyone brings the trauma of their lives to the trauma of homelessness. Sometimes it's as simple as a new ID card that is needed. Other times it's enough diapers for the month. Sometimes it's knowing the rent is paid for the coming year. Other times, help getting and keeping a job. Everyone needs an individual approach, and pets can make that even more complicated. We have three service providers who will be reading the coalition's requests around services. To lead us off, we have Haley Crow, a site coordinator with Communities and Schools Tacoma and also an outreach worker with Tacoma Rescue Mission. Haley.
Thanks, Garrett. So we request Pierce County and local municipalities think and act regionally to address issues related to homelessness in a systemic and coordinated manner, working with the coalition and others to frame the information in a way that builds compassion, understanding, and collaboration towards solutions. We also request all of law enforcement and all first responders, the Sheriff's Department, local police agencies, and local fire departments commit to training every full and part-time, paid and volunteer staff member in basic crisis intervention, trauma reduction, carrying and use of naloxone, waiving out-of-date vehicle tab tickets for anyone in safe parking, notifying a designated county human service person of each encampment. We also request Pierce County Human Services commits to dramatic expansion of coordinated entry, diversion, and rapid rehousing programs. Money in allowable use so that every person in an encampment moves out of the encampment into safe shelter within 5 days. We request the City of Tacoma makes the use of purple trash bags available at every encampment within the city limits and offers them to every encampment in the county and on tribal land. We request United Way commits to a 24/7 safe encampment hotline that can be used by people looking for safe places, as well as law enforcement and community partners.
Thank you so much, Haley. Much appreciated. Next, let's welcome Nawish Tunmi, Night Gun, whose name I'm probably screwing up. Sorry. The Director of Housing with Wellspring Family Service, a long-time service provider in King County that recently expanded services with a housing program for Tacoma Public School families.
Thank you. Oki Damex Kunotoni Nestuni Tanikuna Wishtamai. Good morning, everyone. I wanted to request that every local jurisdiction enacts and enforces a no-sweeps policy for the duration of the pandemic. We request Honey Bucket commits to a reduced rate to service every Honey Bucket every day. We request Tacoma Pro Bono commits to meet with every person in any kind of way of encampment to review their rental history, clear what they can, and help set up repayment plans. Thank you.
Much appreciated, Ms. Nightgun. Our last set of requests will be read by Jackson, who does community development with Vallejo Vocation, a nonprofit staffing agency built to employ people experiencing homelessness. Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson. All. We would like to request the philanthropic community commits to investing in Safe Encampment Fund managed by the coalition to cover the variety of costs associated with expanding safe shelter opportunities. We request that banks and credit unions agree to create a fund to ensure no subsidized units are lost through inspiration of contracts, no naturally occurring low-income housing units are lost through market conditions and establish a fund of allowing the purchase of RVs at reduced interest rates. We request the laundry industry develops models to address the need for laundry services at encampments and for the individuals experiencing homelessness and the supports to develop the development of local nonprofit laundry services. We request local jurisdictions implement a coordinated approach, including facilitated conversations with nearby houses and individuals to ensure that residents of encampments are safe from acts of violence and that during severe weather events, that there are sufficient number of warm beds available.
Thank you, Jackson. I appreciate that so much. And thank you, Garrett, for reading that part as well. All these requests seem like a heavy lift, but we have good news at the summit as well. We brought these requests on so quickly, many agencies have not had a chance to respond. The coalition wants to present these needs so we have goals to work towards, and we're hoping our community partners can take on these commitments or needs we haven't considered. If you want to help with this work, the coalition wants to work with you. Five agencies have already committed to meeting these needs, and they would like to make that commitment public. Maybe Kim Zucker, the CEO of CLR.
Comprehensive Life Resources wants to commit to providing community-based mental health and substance use assessments in encampments, safe parking areas, and any other location where homeless individuals are not able to reach a community clinic. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Next, Jan Runbeck, admin lead of the Pierce County Medical Corps, will present their commitment.
Thank you. The Medical Reserve Corps commits to assisting in systems that will increase access to health care. This will target all populations living homeless, both sheltered and unsheltered.
We appreciate that commitment by the Medical Reserve Corps. Next, we have a commitment from the Dave Purchase Project / Tacoma Needle Exchange. Let's welcome back Sean Harrison, peer care coordinator with the Needle Exchange. Sean?
Thanks, Carlos. The Dave Purchase Project / Tacoma Needle Exchange commits to providing overdose awareness education and response training, opioid overdose prevention kits, and opioid reversal medication, wound care supplies, and biobins for safe syringe disposal to street medics living in encampments in and around Tacoma, Washington.
Thank you for providing an important service to the community, Sean. Next, join me in welcoming Teresa Power-Drudis, Executive Director with New Connections.
Hi. These are great ideas, and we at New Connections are committed to helping wherever we can. The three ways I want to talk about now are, one, we will expand our Bank on It project that helps people who have trouble with banking, have some history with perhaps difficult banking, to get banked. And we will also we'll work with anyone who wants to work on community benefits agreements in terms of our unsheltered neighbors and sheltered neighbors. We can offer training on that or advice on that because we're going through it. And we also commit to the volunteer training program that is set up in partnership with the St. Leo's Homelessness Work Group. And we offer training for people who are looking at volunteering in one of these high impact areas dealing with homelessness. So, that training is starting in January and all are welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Power-Drudis. Partnerships like that are key to serving people experiencing homelessness. For our final commitment today, it is my pleasure to welcome Carly Roberts, Executive Director with Tacoma Pro Bono.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having us. Tacoma Pro Bono commits to working with unsheltered people in encampments, sheltered people in individual and congregate settings, and people in coordinated entry on any eviction history.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. I'm heartened and encouraged by the commitments made so far, and we look forward to the commitments each of your organizations are going to put forth in the coming weeks. I also actually have one more commitment that was brought forward by the philanthropic community. The philanthropic community commits to investing in the variety of costs associated with expanding safe shelter opportunities. While homelessness is a countywide challenge, the concentration of services has created some challenging situations on the hilltop in Tacoma, and no one knows that better than Deputy Mayor Blockner, who represents that district. Deputy Mayor, thank you for taking time to be here today.
Good morning, everyone. Keith Blockner here, Deputy Mayor of the City of Tacoma. First, I want to thank Maureen, staff at the Coalition in Homelessness, and those participating in this discussion today to recognize the 30th anniversary of the annual National Homelessness Memorial Day, to convene a conversation and reflect on what we do and what we can do to address homelessness seems like an appropriate way to end this day. We know that there are no easy solutions to ending homelessness. In my leadership role on the city council, addressing homelessness, and as chair of the Community Vitality and Safety Committee, I am proud of the work the city staff and Neighborhood and Community Services Department has done to expand shelter bed capacity for the unhoused. I stand fully behind our professional staff who work day in and night and have invested so much time focused on the city's issues and concerns around addressing homelessness with our limited resources while trying to deal with this crisis. Listening to the requested comments and commitments of the various organizations that I have a stake in addressing homelessness in this region, I feel we all need to do our part in a thoughtful way to work together in collaboration. So here are some facts in terms of homelessness in the city of Tacoma, which many of you may already be aware of. So what the city is doing, the city has invested $16.8 million in homeless response services for the 2021-2022 biennial. Is a testament to our commitment to those who are houseless. The city funds over 700 shelter beds for single adults, families, young adults, youth, and survivors of domestic violence. In 2021, we are already slated to add 70 more beds for our winter weather shelter for single adults that will operate through the end of March. The city continues to work with community partners to identify and implement additional shelter beds and resources under current cold conditions. And we also want to make sure that we work to create safe parking options. The city is following COVID-19 guidance on encampment responses from the Center for Disease Control and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which recommends not dispersing already congregated encampments. The city cleans up garbage and debris near encampments through third-party contractors to reduce the health hazards encampments pose to those residing in them and the neighboring communities. The homeless outreach team is continuing to provide consistent outreach to people experiencing homelessness and living in encampments in Tacoma to connect them to shelters that are available and with other homelessness services. The city has been operating under a declaration of state of public health in an emergency since May 9th, 2017, to address the health and safety concerns caused by growing encampments. This is anticipated to be completed when 95% of unsheltered individuals identified during the annual Pierce County point-in-time count have access to shelter for 3 consecutive years. The city's affordable housing action strategy has 2 specific objectives aimed at both preventing and intervening in homelessness. Our objectives are striving to help people stay in their homes and communities. And objective 4 is to reduce barriers for people who often encounter them. As mentioned before, I've experienced homelessness in my personal life as a young person with a mother who struggled with domestic violence issues, who struggled with an addiction, all of which led us to my family experiencing homelessness. And so I know the impacts that that young people experience, the trauma that comes from those unfortunate experiences. I have relatives who struggle with mental health issues and drug addiction. I've seen it firsthand, and I also experienced homelessness as a young adult, which led me to have to sleep in my car, find any safe place possible, which times was a bus station just to keep warm, or sleeping on anybody's couch that would allow me to sleep on their couch. So I'm grateful to be in this position where I can influence homeless policy and advocate for the best path forward for the city in addressing this crisis. I know the city and our partners are eager to move forward and continue to do the good work of preventing homelessness and helping those who are currently houseless. Also wanted, before I close, wanted to thank my council colleagues who are able to participate this morning. I believe Councilmember Hunter, Councilmember Bill, Councilmember Toms, and if I miss someone, it's my apologies. Hold it to my head and not my heart. But this is work that we have to come together on. All the agencies, the city, the county. I'm so pleased to hear that people included Metro Parks, the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber of Commerce. They really have to come together with the faith community, the business community, and it has to be a collaborative effort to address this crisis. None of us could do it together, and many hands make light work. So I just want to thank you all for hosting this summit this morning to address something that is a problem that's impacting so many of us in our city and our county and throughout our nation. So thank you all for your leadership, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for your words, Deputy Mayor Locker. I think sharing your personal narrative with us and your experiences of homelessness are really powerful for me, and I appreciate your courage. I appreciate your commitment to the work. I also want to introduce County Executive Bruce Danmeyer, who is joining us today. Thank you so much, Mr. Danmeyer.
Thank you, Carlos, and thank you, Maureen, and thank you, Kevin, for bringing us together. This is obviously a critically important topic on any day of the year, and of course it's been, as Garrett Nyland talked about, it's been exacerbated tremendously by COVID. Not only are the folks experiencing homelessness more vulnerable to catching the disease, they're more vulnerable to be ravaged by it, and it has significantly made it harder to serve them, right, in a safe way. So it is, I'm reminded, I'm from Puyallup, I'm reminded of the Freezing Nights Ministry, which has been a significant outreach in the winter, can't be done this year, I guess, because of COVID. So it has been dramatic in the impact that it is, the disproportional impact that it has had on our community that's experiencing homelessness. I really appreciate you gathering everybody today. Always, always good to be standing with the mayor of Tacoma, and her colleagues. And I'm really glad to see, have Councilmember Young, kick us off for do welcoming comments, and very excited to see Councilmember-elect Jenny Hitchin here. You know, this is, I want to start with, well, before I go there, COVID has been really tough. I want to thank, Heather Moss and her team, as the county has been one of the lead agencies in responding to supporting our broader community with COVID. I really appreciate all the work that her team has done. They are in the process of getting kind of almost $56 million out in various ways and various programs, utilizing various nonprofits to support our community, the people in our community who are being kind of hugely impacted by this. That includes things like childcare. It includes things like rental assistance, where we're really trying to keep people housed, right? One of our number one goals is let's not make the problem worse. Let's do everything we can to keep those who are at risk of losing their housing, to keep them in their housing. And that's both rental assistance and kind of eviction counseling and things like that. So we've got a lot of different programs in there. Thank you, Heather, to you and your team for what you've been doing there. And that also included, I think about $2.8 million. We wanted to make sure that our existing infrastructure, that our key nonprofits like Comprehensive Life Resources, like the Komureshi Mission, like Helping Hand House, like, you know, so many, that we're able to kind of preserve the capacity that we have. So, and in some cases, I'm excited to see that we've expanded that at the Tacoma Rescue Mission and at the Arlington Drive youth facilities, which are opened now. So there, even in the face of COVID, some good things have been happening. I will, and with that, I guess I would close with where Councilmember Blocker ended, right? To me, this is the key here is us all working together. We all have a role to play, and if we are not all playing our role, we're not going to kind of make significant progress on this. I just did a new employee orientation, and I always talk about the importance of partnership, that nobody can do it on their own, but if we all come together, we can do it. I will tell you, I'm proud of some of the work that we have done in our community on, you know, again, as I stated, I think there's two parts to this. The first goal is to stop creating, to keep people housed, keep them in their jobs, keep them from becoming homeless. And I think we've done some good work in that. That's about, we've done a lot of work on more and more types of housing, including supported housing, that we've been doing a lot of coordination with Mayor Woodard's, I mean, bringing together the community and particularly the mayors from across the county. We've created the new South Sound Housing Affordability Partnership, which is the first time we've come together as a region specifically to address housing affordability issues. It's about more and better jobs so that people can have a job and that can be a job that allows them to have the kind of life where they can be housed, raise a family, do all those kind of things. That's important. And having more and better access to behavioral health services. We've done a lot of things to try to address crisis services, in particular, things like the mobile community intervention response teams, like adding co-responders, like adding a new crisis recovery center in the Parkland area that will open early next year, like the Cohen Veterans Clinic and like the Wellfound Behavioral Health Hospital. And we have also done things to try to be innovative in making kind of better services available to our kind of Medicaid population. I'm excited about an issue that I hope the council will pass tomorrow night, which will be the 10th of a cent for mental health, which will include strategic investment of that money, which will include the, I think a six-year behavioral health investment plan that we can really look long-term at how we're doing this and make sure we're making smart investments, and a significant reform in how our community will come together and deliver kind of all healthcare services, but especially targeted around kind of better behavioral health services, more and better behavioral health services for those in our community that are on Medicaid. And that's about a quarter of our community. So it's significant. So I'm excited about that. With that, there are some other things that I would say that I'm, you know, while it has been much more difficult and as we look around our community, it's hard. You see the challenges and the problems that COVID has kind of leveraged into our community that's showing up in terms of people on the street living in unsafe conditions, unsanitary conditions. You can't not see that. But I will tell you that I think there are some good news here as well. One of them that I'm really proud of, for the first time, I think Pierce County brought Tacoma, Lakewood, Puyallup, and University Place. So, and Mayor Caroline Belisi from University Place is on this call as well. So has brought those groups together to jointly apply for state money for emergency shelters. And as a result of that, we got $4.7 million and we're creating 120 new beds, access to new beds throughout Pierce County. I think what's What's important to that is that's the first time I think we've had like the city of Puyallup step up. The first time that we've had kind of Lakewood coming together. So I think the fact that we're bringing our municipalities along is important. We got to bring, you know, as was very evident in the list of requests, this is not something any one of us can do on their own. But if we all take a turn at the oar, if we all grab hold, we can have significant impact. And I will tell you that Pierce County, remains committed. Proud of the work that some of the work that we have done. There's still a lot more work to go. And I'm really thankful for Heather Moss and her team, in particular, John Barbie's leadership on this is critically, critically important. And I also appreciate Sean Dennerline's work for our veterans. It's been, really important. So I can tell you that while we're not ready to fully commit to the entire list today, I can tell you some of the things on that list we've already committed to, and some of the things on that list we're still working through. But Pierce County will be there, will continue to be to lead, will continue to bring people together, both government entities and the philanthropic community, and we'll standing alongside our nonprofit community as we address this challenge and this kind of in our community. It is, we've got to get people off the street and into a safe place. It's not okay for people to live on our street in unsafe, unhealthy conditions. And Pierce County is going to be there making sure we're doing everything we can to address that. So thank you very much for the opportunity to address you today. I see we're a little early. Way to go getting us done a little early there, Carlos. Good job. And again, thank you to Carlos, Maureen, and Kevin for bringing us together today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mayor. I really appreciate your words, and I appreciate your commitment to collaboration. And I think I'm going to speak for the whole coalition when I say that we're all committed to doing our part and working with the county and the city and maybe even just the state of Washington. We're happy to do all of those things, and we want to end homelessness. That's our mission. So finally, please welcome me in welcoming Maureen Howard, who is the senior policy analyst with the Coalition to End Homelessness. This event was really Maureen's brainchild, so it's fitting that she closes out our summit. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you, Carlos, and everyone. So on the night of December 6th, I wrote an email to Mayor Woodards, and I said in part that we all want permanent housing, but in the meantime, real people live their real lives in real tents and real vehicles on our streets and in the hidden byways all across our city and county. And until we can provide them with housing they can afford to stay in permanently, we owe them safe encampments. I can't believe that I'm advocating for tiny houses, for safe parking, and for safe encampments. In January of 1982, I started as the executive director of the Martin Luther King Ecumenical Center in Tacoma's Hilltop. And the first person who came for help was a man who was homeless, who didn't ask for housing. He asked for a job. So I started hiring people who were homeless. The newly announced federal coronavirus relief bill looks like it's going to go through. I just checked. I don't see any holdups. Maybe, who knows? But we are hopeful. If so, as it's structured, it will have $25 billion for rental assistance. It will help keep people housed. Governor Inslee's budget will help keep people housed. And we're confident that the Washington State Legislature's budget and the final state budgets that are negotiated will help keep people housed. But we need at least another 250 winter shelter beds now, this winter. And that assumes we don't lose any existing beds. We need a fully supported system that helps people move quickly from homelessness to permanent housing. And while we wait for beds and for housing, we need these safe, sanctioned encampments with all the services we can offer. I believe the poorest among us have the absolute priority call on our resources. I believe we have an obligation to speak truth to power. I don't expect you to share that belief or even to understand it, this absolute priority of the very poorest among us. I only ask that you respect it and that you look deep inside yourself for what you believe about those who are not only poor, but without even a place to live. What we believe shapes the decisions we make about how we share these public and private resources of ours. Whom will we make welcome in this community of ours? I expect you and myself to listen to the voices of people who don't live where we live, who really don't have any place to live. To them, my apologies for not already ending their homelessness. If you are a frontline provider, thank you for the endless day in and day out, everyday work that you do. In the midst of this pandemic, you keep on keeping on, making sure one more person experiencing homelessness is safe one more night. If you are already part of our coalition, get some rest, because we are going to work harder, faster, smarter. I promised the mayor that I wouldn't have any more Sunday night bright ideas, but I didn't promise her anything about the rest of the week. I promised all of you who worked on this program that we would never do another two-week public event. But I didn't promise it wouldn't be 1 week or three or any other variation. If you aren't part of our coalition yet, thank you for coming and listening. I invite you to join with us and commit as we do to ending homelessness. Come and do what we in the coalition do with each other every week. We meet colleagues, we make new friends, we listen, we learn, we question, we challenge, we offer help, we make suggestions, we argue, we advocate, we laugh, and in our private spaces, we weep. And if you worked on making today happen, thank you, all of you. It should not have taken Patrick's death to cause us to come together today. But now that it has, and we have met, what will we do? Will we get in good trouble? Necessary trouble? Perhaps if we do, if we make those commitments we request and more, we'll bend that arc of the moral universe a little more toward justice, a little more toward Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s beloved community. So thank you all for coming today on this National Homeless Persons Memorial Day to our first Safe Shelter Summit. We'll invite all of you back to our second Safe Shelter Summit, and we want you all to bring your friends, your colleagues, your networks. Be safe, everyone. Thank you.